Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Had fact of the day, 1,494 new confirmed COVID cases over the weekend. That's up from 805 cases last weekend. 679 of these new cases were in Lagos alone. So what that tells you is that this thing is raging, and at the moment it's raging really badly, and nobody seems to be taking any precautions whatsoever. You know what I mean? So please take precautions right now. Limit your movements, wear a mask when you go out, keep your distance from people when you can. You heard on our news at 3 o'clock that we just received over 4 million vaccines, Moderna vaccines. So if you haven't been vaccinated, pay attention. Look out for when vaccines are out and the process has started for first doses. And then go and get vaccinated. Wash and sanitize your hands as frequently as you can. Second hard fact of the day, 650. That's the number of suspected cholera cases reported in Nigeria 2 weeks ago, according to the NCDC. These cases are from 22 states in total. There are no cases reported in Lagos yet during this cholera outbreak. Bauchi has the highest number of cases with 280. Now, I'm sure you know that cholera can be a killer, so you have to be careful. It's not yet in Lagos, where we have reports of it being in Abuja, but let's not wait for it to get to Lagos, right? The main way that cholera spreads is by human beings ingesting human waste from infected people. So this usually happens if our water sanitation conditions are bad. So you have to pay attention to where you're getting your drinking water, where you're getting your food. Pay attention to how you dispose of your waste. Pay attention to how those around you dispose of their waste as well. Let's prepare our food in very sanitary conditions, and let's keep washing those hands. This, of course, is especially if you are working for, you know, if you are somebody that eats at Mama Put and things like that. You know what I mean? Of the day, 17. That's the number of confirmed monkeypox cases in Nigeria this year. Four of those were here in Lagos. I told you a couple of weeks ago that NCDC said that we have a new outbreak. They've also told us the precautions to take. So they're saying to stay away from people who are sick, from animals that are sick or dead. They're also telling you to maintain personal hygiene, especially the washing of hands, right? So isolate any sick animals from human beings and other animals. And if you have a fever and you have a rash, go to the nearest health center. Final hard fact of the day, voter registration is ongoing and you can register online. Just go to cvr.inecnigeria.org. cvr.inecnigeria.org. So C for Charlie, V for Victor, R for River, O for Orange, R for Radio, G for Gate Man. Make sure that you do your part to decide who your leaders will be, who your representatives will be, and perhaps you will not get representatives that will get to the National Assembly, and vote no to INEC's powers to determine if they and only they can what's the word I'm looking for now, transmit election results electronically.
I vote capital no to any amendment proposed by Senator Afam Basi on the electronic transmission of voting. Thank you.
That's Senator Adeola there representing Lagos West at the National Assembly. So go register today and shine your eye when elections come around. Now, some of you may be wondering why I'm talking about cholera and monkeypox, because I just usually talk about COVID. But last week, one of you called in and you said to me, Sandra, you're doing a good job with the COVID updates, but please also update us on other outbreaks. And like you know, I take your feedback very seriously here on Hard Facts, right? I mean, I always say that 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. And that's why when you tell me you want it, I do it. It's also why I have a great show for you today, starting with the big weekend. Let's talk about the Police Service Commission suspending Abba Kyari. Let's also talk about the latest changes against Ibrahim El-Zakzaki. I promised you last week and I'm delivering. Then let's talk about Lawma shutting down Ladikbo Market because it's filthy. And then we'll talk about the controversy in the APC over Congresses. Chikwudi will bring you Checkpoint, as always. And on today's Big Hard Fact, we're going to talk about sexual harassment in Nigerian workplaces. Stand to End Rape just published a study about it, and we're going to be talking to them about the details. Now, as usual, for any day that you listen to Hard Facts, news updates will come your way every hour on the hour. But let's get right into the big weekend, right? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your Hard Facts.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You know, it echoed in this room. Look, Aliko and I go back a long way. He's done phenomenally well. Obotu Deko has done phenomenally well. Jim, Mike Adenuga and co. Let me tell you what they all have in common. They are all very combative personalities. Because of that, no regulator will go to them and try nonsense. Because most of them know how to deal with that regulator. We have to move beyond that, making Nigeria an economy only for the few people who are very combative. Some of us too are combative enough, so people know what's in regulation. Now, let me continue, because those we are destroying are the 22-year-old entrepreneurs, the 25-year-old entrepreneurs. This economy is rigged against the youth, and it's not going to grow. When Aliko and I were 30, we were allowed to grow. Today, we're killing the youth from growing. So it's not going to grow. That's the point I'm making. And the reason, the things we have to correct, you see, any regulator that wants to get applause, just go after some people, destroy some businesses, and the more you destroy, the more they hail you. It's even proof that you're working. That has to be a paradigm shift. We have to get out of that complete nonsense. Without that, it will negate any monetary policy and everything else.
Support Abba Kyari's suspension. That happened over the weekend. You remember, of course, that every Monday on this show, we started by taking a look at the biggest stories from the previous weekend, right? And today, one of my big questions will be if you support Abba Kyari's suspension. And do you support new charges against El-Zakzaki? Do you support Lawma shutting down Ladikbo Market? And should the APC ESCO be holding congresses in light of the Supreme Court decision in the Ondo Guba election? It was a big weekend. Let's talk about it, Lagos. DCP Abba Kyari had a really big weekend, but it wasn't a good weekend. So we had the Inspector General of Police, Usman Alkali Baba, recommending his suspension to the Police Service Commission. And then the PSC agreed and suspended him. Kyari heads the Police's Intelligence Response Team, IRT, but he's been sidelined until the force concludes its probe. You remember, of course, that a U.S. court indicted Kyari last week as a co-conspirator in a fraud case and issued an arrest warrant for him. After that, the Nigerian police said that they will investigate his alleged involvement. And now the PSC is saying that until that investigation is done, Kyari should step aside. Now, we talked about this last Friday, and most of you who called in and sent messages said that Kyari should be suspended. But a lot of you who wanted the suspension also said that you did not think it would happen. So now I want to hear what you think, now that it has happened, what do you think? You said you didn't think that the police force would do the right thing. So now when they don't go ahead, don't suspend them. Wait till how you see them. Are you happy with the suspension? Also, has it made you change your mind about whether or not the Nigeria Police Force can be trusted to investigate one of its own in such a matter? And then what happens after the investigation? So let's say that the police probe indicts Kyari instead, indicts him. Let's say that it finds that Kyari indeed has a case to answer. Where will he answer it? Will he answer it in Nigeria or will he answer it in the USA? I should mention, by the way, that the US government has not yet made an extradition request. They've not done that yet. If they want Kyari, they're going to have to request for him, right? So it's the same situation that we had with Nnamdi Kanu or with Sunday Iwuwo, but this time working in the other direction. But the US hasn't made an extradition request yet. But let's say that the US government does request for Kyari and that the Nigerian government probe or the Nigerian police probe finds Kyari has a case to answer. Should the Nigerian government honor the extradition? Should they honor the extradition request? Some Nigerians say, no. Some Nigerians say that it would be bad for the national image to hand over a top police officer to foreign courts to try. They say instead that he should be tried here at home, and if he's found guilty, he should be jailed here in Nigeria. Some other Nigerians say, hand him over. A lot of them say they don't trust the Nigerian justice system to investigate and try such a case and to punish Kyari properly if found guilty. And I really want to know which opinion you agree with. Which opinion do you agree with? Where do you stand? Do you think that the PSC has done the right thing? Let's start there. If you think they've done the right thing, does it make you confident that they will handle the Abba Kyari probe properly? And then should Kyari be tried in Nigeria or should he be tried in the USA? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959. 75805, and we're streaming live on Facebook, so we'll take your thoughts as we go along. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Victor is in a solo. Hi, Victor. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Go ahead.
It's been a long time. I see, United States, before they come up with, before they came up with this, all this allegation against Kyari. They must have gone to their archives, dig deep, and they cannot just cook anything up. Everything they say there is real. You understand?
Okay.
And the federal government should not hinder them from doing the right thing. Secondly, there's the information I want to pass to you, Sandra. I've been trying to get to you all this lie.
Okay.
The information is, if you are coming from Bolade on service lane, you know that service lane?
Mm-hmm.
As if you want to go to DHL or you want to cross to Ladebo, bottom.
Okay.
You will cross a bridge. Before that bridge, there's a road that descends as if you are going to airport.
Okay.
Now, what all these councilors do now, every morning they will go there and wait. The moment, no, there is no sign to show whether it is one way or not one way. The moment they decide that, the bus will come over. Some will come from front, some will come from back to chase you. And there's no sign to show that this is one way or this is no one way. If you go there now, they are there. Before 7 o'clock, before 6 o'clock, boys will be there looking for who to catch and collect money.
Who are the boys?
The councilors, the council boys. Police will be there, last night will be there too, but there's no sign. In fact, I'm worried about what is going on in that place. If you go there and you see many of them standing, the moment you just look as if you want to drive, even when you ask questions, say, hey, this one way, when they find out that you are trying to tell them this is one way, they will go after you.
Victor, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Chukwudi will take a look at it on checkpoints. Perhaps you give him a call during checkpoints today so that he'll get more details and perhaps take a look at that particular situation. But thanks for bringing it to our attention. Ufoma is in Magodo. Hi, Ufoma.
Yes, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, welcome.
You don't hear what I say.
What did you say?
I say
Ekuise.
So you're able to be hearing you about small, small.
I am hearing small.
Okay, go to your question. Number one, at least a lot of people never believe that Tiare can be suspended. Their mind has set to now. So the second aspect, if the USA requested for Zatiana, there's a need for Nigeria to release him. You know, for a better clarification, because the person that made the allegation against him is over there. Take his own trial. So, for justice to take his proper place, if the United requires ask Nigeria to release, then to release him. Let two of them see this order. So, if Kiari can defend himself properly and every allegation against him, there is nothing to write about, fine, they should let him come back home and take his place. But if it's guilty, if you face this penalty.
All right. Thank you, Foma, for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
Oh, Sandra, how are you? My name is Sam from Moway.
Welcome, Sam.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Okay. It's a good development from the Nigeria police.
Okay.
But I think they should go a step forward, more than this.
Okay.
We all remember my brother's trial, Ibori. He was tried in Nigeria, and he was not found guilty. But he was taken to London. So I don't want the trial to take place here. Let him go to U.S. This is an offense against the U.S. government. He was not indicted here. He's not the same person that was in Obi Kubana or something, throwing dollars that day. Let him go to U.S.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling, Sam. We'll come to WhatsApp in a bit, but we'll take a final call. I'm wondering who this call they're screening at the moment is. All right. That call didn't come through, so let's just move on to the next one. 99.3.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from Kenya.
Go ahead, Benjamin.
Yeah, Sandra, this is a very nice issue that we need to discuss this afternoon. What I want to point out is that when James Ibori committed the crime financially, was tried in London, and the international court sentenced him for 13 years thereabout, and he served the crime. So if you commit crime in outside country and the case go to courts and they order an issue of investigation and warrants for arrest, definitely you have to go there and clear yourself. So the issues people are discussing, some people in the media are discussing, go and clear yourself. You don't need our own system to tell you what you need to do. This is what was said against you. It's not somebody that they say they called you, Mr. Kiari, that you should come and clear yourself. So you go and clear yourself. So, and the international community cannot lie against you. It is what these are white men that are very intelligent. They know their system than we that just learn from them. We're just learning from them. So these people are very intelligent people. They don't play with their laws. But we in Africa, we play with our laws. We bypass our laws. We tribalism and other system to pardon people who are committing crime today. And that is the reason why we are where we are today. The country is not moving forward. And now they want to use this as a means, as a yardstick to sweep over the issue. And it's not possible, because the international community can never accept this. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Now, for the record, they've not requested extradition yet. There's just a warrant out for his arrest. Extradition hasn't been requested yet. But my question is, if it is, if they do request, you know, and the Nigerian probe, because that's the reason Kyari has been suspended, right? He's been suspended so that they will probe him. If the probe finds him guilty, if the probe finds that he has a case to answer, should the Nigerian government honor the extradition request? Like I said, some Nigerians say it will be bad for the national image to hand over a top police officer, because this is a big man in the force. You know, he heads the police's intelligence response team. So some Nigerians say, nah, it will be bad for our image nationally to hand over a top police officer to a foreign court to try. He should be tried here. If he's found guilty, he should be jailed here. Others have said, nah, hand him over. We don't trust the Nigerian justice system to investigate and try such a case and punish Kyari properly if he's found guilty. So my question for you is, where you stand? Where do you fall in that divide? And how do you feel about the fact that the Police Service Commission has suspended Kyari? A lot of you did not think it would happen. You said you didn't think the police would do it. Now that they've done it, what do you think? On WhatsApp, Alex from VI says, Kyari would be compensated by a country like the US if he is innocent. If I were Kyari, it's an opportunity to sue the FBI if they cannot prove this allegation. Good afternoon, Sandra. I just want to say well done. I'll talk to you later. For now, well done. Okay, Daniel. Daniel from Leary. Thank you very much. We've got a message here. Jeremiah from Ikeja says, I feel for Kyari because of the strides he has made in the detectives. Yet, let due course be followed by the same U.S. that has discovered the accusation on him right now. The issue will be swept under the carpet in Nigeria. All right. Maki Lagos says, my president... Good afternoon, my president, CEO. Nigerians should stop talking about protecting Nigeria's image. No protecting of any image can erase the cesspool that Nigeria's image has been dragged into. Nigeria's image has long been ruined and it's almost irredeemable. Anybody indicted should face the wrath of their reckless behavior. Mikey Lagos, thank you very much for your message. Adeshin Ayotunbo in Matogun says, Sandra, you asked if this ongoing case will give us bad identity if he's extradited. I think it will rather give us good identity. At least the whole world will know that Nigerian masses are not tyrannical, that it's the government. All right, Adeshin. Thank you for your message. President Sandra, Abba Kyari should carry his cross. A first-time listener called Ekbo says, I'm glad you're listening to us for the very first time today. That's fantastic. That makes me happy. I hope you keep listening. We've got more people who are sending in messages here. Let's see. Which one can we take now? Chinedu says, Kyari should not just be suspended, but fired if he's found guilty. He should also be tried and jailed here in Nigeria. My only fear is that the corruption of Nigeria will trivialize the whole issue. But it would be really interesting to see Abba Kyari serve his term in the Kirikiri prison, where he sent a lot of people to. They will mob him straight. Let's not mob anybody in prison, Abego. A top criminal police officer should be handed over to the FBI for probe. Nigeria's judiciary system is corrupt. That's a message from Nyakno Uko Jacob. All right, Nyakno Uko. He also sends a longer message. I'm going to take a look at that, and then we'll go from there. But that's after this break. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
On today's big weekend, we told you that the Inspector General of Police recommended Abba Kyari's suspension, and the Police Service Commission agreed and suspended him. For our second story, El Zakzaki's lawyer says the Kaduna State Government has filed new charges against his client, but they haven't been served. So they filed, but they've not been served. The lawyer is Femi Falano, SAN, and he's accusing the Kaduna State Government of filing these charges maliciously. In fact, let me just read his full statement to you. It's a long one, but I want you to hear it in detail and then you'll talk to me about it. Quote, it has been reported in the media that the Kaduna State Government filed a new charge of terrorism and treasonable felony against Malam Ibrahim El Zakzaki and his wife, Malama Zinat El Zakzaki, after the dismissal of the 8 counts of conspiracy and abetment of culpable homicide by the Kaduna State High Court. But contrary to such reports, the new charge was hurriedly filed in the Federal High Court holding at Kaduna on Tuesday, July 26, in a desperate bid by the Kaduna State Government to frustrate the release of the defendants from further incarceration. In other words, the new charge was maliciously filed when the Kaduna State Government anticipated that the ruling fixed for July 28 in respect to our case submission will succeed. As soon as the new charge was filed, the bailiff of the Federal High Court was commanded to rush to the Kaduna Correctional Center to serve same on the defendants. But the defendants refused to accept service of the charge and directed the bailiff to serve it on them through their counsel. But for reasons best known to the Kaduna State Government, the charge was not served on the defense counsel. However, on July 28, the trial judge, the Honorable Justice Gideon Kurada, refused to be intimidated by the forces of oppression as he displayed exceptional courage and judicial independence. His lordship dismissed the 8 counts on the ground that it was filed under a law enacted in 2017 by the Kaduna State Government for offenses that were alleged to have been committed in 2015. In the alternative, the learned trial examined the oral testimony of the 15 witnesses called by the prosecution, upheld the no-case submission of the defense, and discharged the defendants. In apparent disregard of the epochal judgment of the Honorable Justice Gideon Kurada, the Kaduna State Government seeks to subject the defendants to trial under the Terrorism Prevention Act, enacted in 2011, for offenses that were committed as far back as 2008. But since the Kaduna State Government is not sure that the defendants will be convicted for terrorism, the Director of Public Prosecution, Mr. Dari Bayero, counsel for the Kaduna State Government, has announced that an appeal will be filed at the Court of Appeal against the ruling of the Honorable Justice Gideon Kurada. No doubt, the new charge constitutes the worst abuse of the process of the Federal High Court. Once the case charge is served on the defense, we shall not hesitate to file the necessary application for the immediate termination of the prosecutorial charade. In view of the foregoing, we wish to state, without any fear of contradiction, that the filing of the new charge of terrorism and treasonable felony by the Kaduna State Government has no effect whatsoever on the valid and subsisting order of the Honorable Justice Gideon Kudura for the unconditional release of the defendants from prison custody. In the same vein, the filing of the proposed notice of appeal by the Kaduna State Government will not constitute a stay of action with respect to the order for the release of the defendants. Therefore, as law-abiding citizens, the defendants are free to continue to breathe the air of freedom. However, since the new charge has failed to achieve its oppressive objective of frustrating the release of the couple from further incarceration, we call on the Kaduna State Government to discontinue it without any delay. End quote. I told you it was a long one, but you had to hear all of it. Now, I want to draw your attention to something that Falana is accusing the state government of doing. Falana is accusing the state government of trying to charge El Zakzaki under a law that was only enacted after the event. Now, under the Constitution, this is not allowed. you cannot punish you can't punish somebody for an offense that wasn't an offense at the time they committed it. Laws cannot be retroactive. But Falana is saying that not only did the judge throw out the first charges in part because they were retroactive, he's saying that the new charges are also retroactive. He's also raising the issue that so far the state has not served Elzakzaki's lawyers. Anyway, the statement speaks for itself. I don't need to say more. Tell me what you think about it. 0700-993-993-993 for men and 01465-7190 for women. We've got WhatsApp 08095975805. Yes, you can still talk about Abba Kyari when you give me a call. We still have coming up the Ladikbo story as well as the Congress, the APC Congresses are happening right now. All right, who's there? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Anderson, calling from Ogun State.
Welcome, Anderson.
Yeah, I think the police has taken the right step by suspending Abba Kyari.
Okay.
I totally disagree them sending him to America.
Okay.
If the offense was committed here in Nigeria, he should be tried here.
Okay.
Because Americans don't release their own citizens to anybody.
Okay.
So why would we release our own citizens to them?
Okay.
So I think he should be tried here. If he's found guilty, sentenced here and serve his jail term here in Nigeria. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. On WhatsApp, Super Kyari should face the music, somebody says. The Kaduna State government are desperate and mischievous to press new charges, evidence of pathetic abuse of the legal process and system. I hope the courts, judiciary will clamp down heavily on the Kaduna State government. What a pathetic joke. The Kaduna State government shouldn't embarrass themselves further. I'm embarrassed and ashamed at the state's prosecution team for their pathetic, senseless, unconstitutional performance in this case. That's a from Suruliri. I'm not surprised. Olumide Nikeja, hello. Olumide, hello. Hello, Olumide. Ah, Olumide Kele, call back, huh? 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Chinoye, my namesake.
Correct. So it doesn't make me do the jollificate, eh? Wow. How you doing now?
I did. Welcome, welcome. How you feel this story?
This month on my birthday.
Oh.
Hey. 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 Hey.
You go send me cake now. You go invite me to come chop. No, COVID day, I no go come. Don't worry, no invite me.
Now,
we
go send you cake again.
Yes, now. Now, you did a bad day. You go cut cake, give me. Now, wow. No, be so ready.
Yeah, do like that. Now, me be your caller, now. And you be my receiver calling.
Talk about the story. Talk about the story.
See, for me, I go like me then. According to waiting 1 month, so the man say no go good make their own people they go their side because America no really leave their own people. You understand me? Not true, the man. So, but if they handle the matter for yeah, the man no go. The best not see you. I don't know if you understand me.
Okay.
So for me, if they defeat you, make them arrest them because now hush puppy now. Even now for abroad they arrest hush puppy.
Now for abroad.
Now you know there you use bad. Hush puppy day now they call her hush puppy. You know now puppy now the man own now come be waiting hyena hush hyena because the own now was past the puppy. Puppy now they said they now say hyena follow now be that man. If he be that name again. Hello.
Which man? What did he talk?
That what is that? Are you gonna tell me that they talk man? That man. What is that man name? That man where he say that they need to ask question.
Who? Abba Kyari.
Abba Kyari.
Chine, bye-bye. We've got Mrs. Oluwaseola on the line. She's in Bariga. Hi, Mrs. Oluwaseola.
Hello, how are you?
Very well.
How was your weekend?
It was fine. How was yours?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Let's start on Abba Kyari. Abba Kyari is not between Nigeria or America. It's when Hush Puppy or Hush Puppy was arrested in Dubai, trip to America. And when he was confessed, after confessed, they carry out the investigation. They discover the business between Oshpop and Abakiyari. That is when he was caught. It was Abakiyari was called, not Nigeria. And compare Abakiyari with Igboho and Nnamdi Kanu. You are missing it up because this was a crime offense in America, not in Nigeria. And that is why they call Abakiyari. And if Abakiyari has already spoken, I think he spoke on Friday, was connecting with the boy, Oshpop. And he said 300,000 something dressing or whatever. If that will be the case, he should go there and explain himself. It's not that they don't need to exercise him. You need to, you just need to go there and clear himself. And clear the respect for this country. If they want to do so, if they like, they release him. If they like, they keep him. I think the name of Nigeria, only God knows how it is outside there. If they don't want him to come, they don't need to debate it and try to choose it to help them. Because that is what we know how to do in Nigeria. That is why it's not helping us. In case of El Zaka, you remember when they were protesting in Abuja, you remember one police was killed. The other police killed one of police in Abuja. The federal government prescribed them as they prescribed for IPOP as a theory. Okay. That is what they want to brush out again. And it cannot work. It was 2007. They arrested this man in 2015 after they killed his people. And they know that they are not violent. Is this how we are going to continue in country? And let him take it up. Let him take it up. If the, that is why they cannot serve them the something. Serve them the charges. That is why. And we in Nigeria need to wake up. This thing is not put us in the right something. Some people say they should not they should not release, and some people are trying to threaten America. They say group of northerners. Do they reason? Thank you. May God be with you.
Mrs. Oluwashola, thank you so much for calling. You know, Nnamdi Kanu and Sunday Igboho's alleged crimes were committed in Nigeria, which is the requesting jurisdiction, right? So it's the same principle. Extradition comes up if the accused person refuses to turn themselves in, right? So what happens if Kiari refuses to go to America? And I mean, the caller who called, I think before Nonye, does make a point about America resisting extraditing its citizens, right? So the people who say, oh, you know, we should try Abakiyari in Nigeria here if the probe finds him culpable, you know, is that, do they have a point? But while you're thinking about that, let me talk to you about Loma closing Ladikmo Market. They closed it this weekend because the traders were dumping waste anyhow there. If you are a trader in Ladikmo Market or you know anybody who trades in Ladikmo Market, I'd actually like to hear from you with this particular story. Loma says that they've been warning the market managers and the traders to obey waste management protocols. Now, I'm sure if you've been to Ladikmo Market or almost any market in Lagos, you've seen the things that are more, you've seen since, you know. Now Lomba is saying enough is enough, and now they're going to take steps to enforce compliance. Loma says they will not permit the reopening of Ladikmo Market until the traders and managers agree to turn over a new leaf and start taking steps to keep their environment clean and to dispose of their waste properly. What do you think of this step by Loma? I also want to know what you think about the condition of Ladikwa Market and the other markets around Lagos. Why are markets so filthy? I've traveled to a number of countries all over the world, and that includes African countries like Ghana, who's next door, and you don't find their markets as filthy as our markets. That's something that we really need to talk about. Why are our markets so filthy? I mean, I'm assuming that everybody realizes that it's not good for the place to be so filthy, right? I mean, they wouldn't want their homes to be so filthy, right? So why do those same people who like to keep their homes clean not care whether their workplace is clean, their place of work is clean? Because that's your office. The market is your office. Who are the stakeholders responsible for waste management in markets? How much responsibility is borne by the market? And how much responsibility is borne by the public service provider like Loma? Let me explain what I mean. In a busy public market, in a busy public place like a market, the government is supposed to provide waste collection services. Very busy places will generate lots of trash, lots of waste. It's unavoidable. The question now is, how robust is the collection service in that place? Now, individual shops should, of course, have their own dustbins and their own waste baskets. But by rights, there should be bigger dumpsters around the market. Shop owners should empty their dustbins inside those bigger dumpsters. Then Loma should be coming to empty those dumpsters daily. Not monthly, not once a week, daily. Because the volume of trash and the type of trash demands that it should be taken away daily. So for anyone who works at any of the markets, not just Ladikwa Market now, or if you work at Loma, or if you're familiar with the situation, does Loma provide daily collection of garbage from our markets? If not, how often do they make collections? Is it enough? If Loma is not coming regularly pick up the trash, what other options do the markets have? But if Loma is coming daily, why are the markets choosing to dump their waste instead of using the right channel? You know the numbers. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Yes, you can still talk about Elsa Zaki, and you can talk about Abba Kyari. 0700-993-993-993. Men, call that number. 0700-993-993-993. OC is texting us from Canada, and OC says, America is a country committed to protecting her citizens. Hush Puppy defrauded both the government and her citizens. Do we now expect him to be tried in Nigeria? No. I support the trial in the US because they affected here in the US, both the government and the citizens. All right. Thank you very much for your message, OC from Canada. Patrick in Ottawa, how are you?
I'm fine. Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, quickly, I'm actually on the road. You see, the issue of the Super Cup, Abba Kyari, I want you to see, there's something I want Nigerians to understand. We are in a peculiar situation in this country. Do you get? We are in a peculiar situation in this country.
Okay.
There is a terrible level of insecurity.
Okay.
And then we need our best. I am not supporting criminality. I'm not supporting him. This guy has proven over the years. Which of us in Nigeria is perfect? I am not saying that, look, there is criminality, fine. We can say, okay, this, that. But this guy has proven over the period, he has arrested tough criminals across the several geopolitical zones in this Nigeria. And he has done well. So if this particular case is up, I am not saying like he's not guilty or whether he's guilty. We are talking about a Yahoo boy somewhere that is implicating somebody here in Nigeria. I am not saying Abba Kyari is innocent. Please get me clearly.
Okay.
But having to just people condemning him outrightly is what I am worried about.
Okay.
We should bother ourselves about the criminals this guy has successfully kept out of our space.
Okay.
Somebody that would have been a danger to you, to a danger to me, a danger to anybody there, he has successfully kept them at the risk of his life, at the risk of his family. You see how he lost men, his men, when they were trying to arrest Wadume. In the north, he lost close associates. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
These people put their life on the line, so there is a need for us to also cut them some slacks. Nobody is perfect. Not even Mr. President, not even the FBI, who were here when they accused Oyema. And at the end of the day, it turned out to be false. So we don't know what it's all about. Let's be careful. Nigeria should be careful. We should not just outrightly condemn the guy.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you, Patrick from Otta, for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Hey, this is Mrs. Momodu from Okoko Michael.
Welcome, Mrs. Momodu.
Yes. This matter of Kyari Kyari, we know that he has tried. But for him to change his name with that criminal, you that you know that you are a snow, you are a white cloth. Why must you near the oil? You don't suppose to mingle with those type of people, no matter the money, spend it together for any tea at all. You don't suppose to mingle with those kinds of people.
Okay.
Look at the barrier they went for East. He was there. If you watch that video, how they lavish money there, the caliber of people there, why must he be there? So, doing work, he was dealing with the Kwekwe criminals, then the top international ones. He was friendly with them. So he should bear the consequence. Whether he goes to that side or Nigeria, he should bear the consequence. He deserves it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Ekaite. I'm calling from Agbado.
Ekaite, welcome. Go ahead.
Please, I want to talk about Abiakar.
Yes, please. Abik. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Abik. I want to ask question. Is it this name? Because we have Abiakaru before.
No.
Everybody that named get this name, they're involved in one case or the other. Are they living above law? Because we have Abiakaru before.
The other Abba Kyari was the president's chief of staff. This Abba Kyari is a policeman.
I know. So make you go try. Make them go try. Abba, I cannot want to talk too much for Nigerian problem. For Ladikbo market, see my sister. If lawman cannot provide place or provide things for those people, I see this thing as a political
Political care for Ladikbo market.
It's political, yes. Because, first of all, if you accuse somebody, you have to check yourself very, very well. Whether you too, you know, get case. Then they get case now.
Who get case?
What? Loma, do they go there every day to pick those dozen?
Oh.
Eh?
Okay.
Do they go there every day? Do they provide necessary things for people to put dump their waste? Say, let us start from inside though, before they go outside.
Okay, yeah. Kaiti, thank you very much. John Paul says, my sister, I'm in Ladikbo market right now. There, the market is ongoing. Nobody close up. The market business is moving on. All right. Wisdom Aisaya says, President Sandra, this decision to lock Ladikbo market is the only good thing those in authority in Lagos have done without compromise. I'm suggesting everybody who trades at Ladikbo market should be quarantined because of high level of waste being there. All right. John Paul, if you can take a picture of yourself in Ladikbo market and send it to us, I'll be very, very grateful. But before we go, let me quickly bring you our final story with the APC Congress. Leadership cannot decide whether or not to go ahead with Congresses. They can't decide whether it's a good idea or not. The All Progressives Congress, they held ward Congresses nationwide over the weekend. But many in the party wanted the Congress to be postponed because there's a fear that the Congresses will lead to legal problems down the line. So let me explain. At least let me explain what I can before we take a break. Then I'll explain the rest. As you know, Rotimi Akeredolu of the APC won the Ondo Gubernatorial election. And the Supreme Court just threw out the PDP's petition against the result. But it was on a technicality. PDP argued that Akeredolu wasn't a legit candidate because the National ESCO that conducted his primaries is an illegal ESCO. And the Supreme Court agreed with the PDP. The court said that, yes, the APC caretaker chairman, Mai Malabuni, cannot legally hold the post because he's the governor of Yobe State. You can't hold an elective office and play a party official. But they did not overturn the election because PDP only sued the APC and not Buni himself. By the way, we need to talk about these types of technicalities on a different day. But, you know, back to the world congresses. Like I said, some APC leaders are worried. They're worried that anything that springs from these world congresses can be challenged in court because it's the Buni-led ESCO organizing them. So let's hear down the line. The delegates from these ward congresses go to the local government congresses, and then they send people to state congresses, who then send people to national congresses. It would mean that any candidate who emerges from these congresses, from any primaries organized by these congresses and their ESCOs, could be challenged in the PDP, by the PDP in court. So we'll take a break and continue after the break.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.